you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coming up this Friday and Saturday, the USU Eastern men and women's soccer squads will be on the road in Henderson, Nevada to participate in the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. If they win that, they will move on to district. It's really that simple. Lose, and the season more than likely comes to an end. Joining us right now to break down the regular season and what lies ahead in the conference tournament this weekend, we have head coach Ammon Bennett right now over the phone. Coach, great to get you on today. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for calling.
Definitely, Coach. It's the, its season has gone by extremely fast. We've entered what's a pivotal week. It's either win the conference tournament or the season comes to an end. You guys will be traveling on the road. Got to go to Henderson this weekend. Friday and Saturday, you guys will participate in the conference championship tournament.
Correct.
As far as the men's program goes, Coach, and we can start by talking about the men's, because it wasn't but a couple of weeks ago we had you on the show when there was a very real possibility that you guys could actually play host to the conference championship tournament this year based on the fact that the men were off to such a great start. Now you enter this tournament, the number 4 seed, going up against Southern Nevada.
Yeah, you know, we were playing really well. We had a home game here with College of Southern Nevada. We were in the sense we were tied with them. We lost that game 2-1 in overtime. Unfortunate thing, even after the game, is we found out some information. The NJCAA ruled on a class that one of our players had taken. They considered it the same class, even though the curriculum is different. The course number was the same, and so it caused that athlete to be ineligible. It took us from first place, tied for first place, to fourth place because some games had to be forfeited, which is unfortunate. The NJCAA, I understand their ruling. I disagree with it on the same hand. You know, it's a black and white issue. But, yeah, you know, we're as talented as anybody in the league. You know, we've only had one hiccup game, really, and that was, you know, kind of the last game against Snow here, right after we find out about that. That ruling caused us, probably really, we weren't mentally, you know, we didn't want to play, and it sure showed up. But other than that, I mean, we beat Salt Lake twice, we beat Snow. Our games against CSN, we've tied them. We lost 2-1 three times, and all of those were in overtime. So every one of the games against them, we've been right there in the game. And so, you know, we certainly hope that our guys can be ready, mentally prepared. I think we have a good chance to beat them on Friday.
You know, that's one of the interesting things about the conference tournament. The fact is you guys have played them so competitive throughout the entire season, and now it just boils down to one game. It's almost as if the previous three meetings mean absolutely nothing. And I've always thought, Coach, it doesn't matter if we're talking baseball, basketball, football, soccer, it doesn't matter. It's difficult to beat a good team a number of times. And with that being said, I think it kind of favors you guys going into the conference tournament, to be honest.
We've actually talked about that with the players that, they beat us, we tied them, and they beat us three other times, but they were all close. They were all in overtime. They were all one-goal games. We had opportunities to beat them. So, yeah, that's very difficult. I actually hate the format. I would rather see these teams once or twice during the regular season so that when you see them in the playoffs, that's only the second or even the third time. There's no secrets. There's nothing there. There can be some bad blood. It can be very intense. Either way, that's what we have to deal with. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we beat Salt Lake twice here. We go to their place. You know, we lose 2-1. We split with Snow at their place. They came here and beat us. So it's extremely difficult. In fact, there's nobody in the league who has swept everybody. They all have lost a game or two or three to everybody else in the league. So anybody's capable. You're right. The regular season doesn't mean a whole lot. If winning the region title and advancing to districts is the goal, which it is for everybody, The regular season is all prep work.
With all that being said, Coach, if we talk about the landscape of this team, you know, going over the statistics, you guys have been led by a couple of freshmen, at least offensively so far this season, which is a sign of things to come, I guess, for this team. You guys have been so competitive throughout the year, but you've had young guys kind of shine through and prove that, well, that they're kind of a mainstay on this team. I mean, right off of the bat in their collegiate career.
Yeah, young man by the name of Frank DeBry. You know, he was getting significant time early, but and every time he was out there, he just had the nose for the ball, was finding the back of the net. Matt Clark's another one. Joe J. Quizera, Luke McDonald. These are all freshmen. Defensively, it's kind of the opposite on that. You know, they're probably we have a couple freshmen that start defensively, but yeah, absolutely, we've got a good balance of players. Going forward, we definitely are excited about the future going forward. Although we want to win now, we think if these guys continue to mature, continue to progress, still make some high school mistakes and make mistakes that they could get away with in high school, now they can't at the collegiate level, but. Yeah, we have a good group going forward, so we're super excited about the future.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. Coach, it's not just the men that will be participating this weekend. In fact, the women will also be joining the men's squad in Henderson, also entering this time a number three seed, though, not a number four. You guys get Salt Lake right off of the bat. Should be a tough matchup for you guys. Again, single elimination format, this matchup's on Friday.
Yeah, Salt Lake is a team that we have some matchup problems with. And it's interesting. They have the same matchup problems with snow. But when we played them early here, we didn't play great. We had to switch several players around in spots that we felt like would balance out the team. We lost them 4-0 and 3-0 here. Both really rainy, sloppy, windy days, so those games can go either way. But what we found in the second game when we played them here, we shut them out in the second half and felt like we might have outplayed them just a little bit or been even with them. So we took that approach and idea in the next few games, and the next time we saw Salt Lake, we were able to beat them 1-0 in overtime. So the girls have some confidence. We lost a tough one to Snow College, but I feel like, our women are now back healthy. We have everybody back. We had some key injuries in some of those games. We feel like if the girls have the right energy, if they come out with the idea that, we're going to play good, hard defense, we're not going to give up a lot of chances. We feel like our conditioning and the fact that we play about 20 to 22 players in a game, and so we're able to keep a lot of pressure on. We feel like we've got a good shot. Not going to be easy, but if we get by the first round matchup, which to us is a tougher matchup issue, we feel like we got a really good chance to be able to win the region title.
With that being said, Coach, what are some of the biggest improvements you've noticed from this team based on the first two meetings with Salt Lake compared to the last meeting, which was just 11 days ago? I mean, how much improvement have you really seen on this women's squad?
Well, we went down there and, we get through the half of that game, and you saw it happen in that game. We get through the half and it's 0-0. And halftime, I sat them down and I just, we looked at them and said, all right, what did we learn? And everybody kind of looked around and I don't remember the player was, just said, you know what I learned today, Coach? I learned that there is no reason to be afraid of that team. And they literally took that idea and said, let's stop being afraid. Let's just go out there and let's play hard. Let's not be afraid to get hurt. Let's not be afraid to foul. Let's go out there and just play hard. And it was literally just overnight. And in that second half, we went and played and were able to win the game. So they're playing with a lot of confidence. I think that they're not afraid they're not afraid to make mistakes because it's going to happen in a game. And I think they're having fun. They lost a game here against College of Southern Nevada that we really didn't think we should have lost, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And we had a real long talk after that game to discuss where we needed to go forward. And boy, they really have responded, and that's the best thing I've seen with our women's team, that they feel like they can beat anybody now.
So for the men and the women coaches, is it as simple as win the conference tournament, go to districts, get one win, and then you're off to nationals? Is it really that simple?
The men's side, it would be. The women, you have to win the district to go to nationals. It's a little bit tougher scenario on the women's side. I'm not sure who sets up these brackets or these ideas, but the women would have to win two games at district, where the men would have to win one. So they're both capable of doing it, but obviously the right things have to come together. Can't make mistakes that can allow the other teams to have a direct shot on goal. The men have done that a few times this year, and the women have. The last few games, we've taken that away from ourselves. We've been our own worst enemy. So, yeah, we're good, talented sides. As long as we're confident, as long as we're smart, I think we match up with anybody in the region and the district, for that matter. So we hope it works out that way.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on the air and talk a little bit about your teams. I definitely appreciate the time. Hopefully we can catch up next week and recap the conference tournaments.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads talking about conference tournament action going down this Friday and Saturday. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we are going to talk Game 1 of the World Series tonight. Clayton Kershaw versus Dallas Keuchel. Pitching matchups don't get any better than this. We'll talk about that when we return.